Now, ahead of the national budget speech to be tabled before Parliament, it's scheduled for this, Wednesday the 19th, I believe? Wednesday the 19th? The DA and COSATU, they've expressed condemnation towards plans that will essentially raise personal, corporate or value-added taxes. So this comes after weekend media reports suggested that our finance minister, Ina Khudwana, may be forced to consider hiking taxes as a means to fund the shortfall. Is this a consideration, or will this be part of the budget speech that will be tabled before Parliament and the nation? Economist Online, Mr. Ulrich Joubert. Ulrich, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Ulrich, as an economist, I can ask you straight up if this could be in the works. Certainly not a good idea.
Yeah. If it's in the works, I must say that that's bad news, because I agree actually with COSATU and the DA that there is no room for tax increases. And it applies to the total economy, not only us as individuals, but, you know, even companies, wherever you are in South Africa, if you're making some profits or whatever, you know, I just think that the performance of the economy is so poor that we can't afford tax increases. Now, at the same time, we must remember, if these taxes are not increased, then it means that the government has to look at its expenditure, because its income isn't going. And therefore, if I think of what the Minister of Finance has to tell us, is how are they going to control expenditure? And we already know that the wage agreement is above the target that they set themselves of beginning of this year, end of last year, that they won't increase these wages and salaries by, I think it was 4.5%. Now we see that the agreement is 5.5%. And on top of that, you must also add all the extras, like a subsidy on the housing loans, whatever. So if we look at this situation, yes, we say that government has to be very careful with its expenditure, because I don't think there's any room in this current situation in the economy that we can increase taxes. So it's a difficult balancing act that the Minister of Finance will have to do.
Now, Ulrich, let's look at that balance. On the one hand, DA finance spokesperson Mark Burke said that the DA expected Minister Ina Khudwana to use this opportunity to accelerate economic reform. While COSATU's parliamentary coordinator, Matthew Parks, agreed that a tax burden should be out of the question completely. So perhaps from opposing parties, so to speak, because COSATU is part of the Tripart Alliance, but here they're essentially agreeing the tax hike should be out of the question.
Yeah, I think that we as economists in general, we also agree with that situation, that there is no room for tax increases, because it would mean, you know, if it's for the individual, it means that on top of higher petrol prices, higher diesel prices, higher food prices, a hike in electricity tariffs, most likely also hikes in the taxes that the local authorities levy against the individual or against the businesses, then you say, but there is really very limited, if any, room for tax increases at the moment. So that's why I say that the government will have to tell us what are they going to do to control expenditure. If, for example, these wage agreements are higher than what they had foreseen, then of course it means that less people can be appointed in the public sector. And I would say that that means right from the top, the general government, then the provincial administrations, and even local authorities, they will have to look at How can we get this budget under control in all these layers of the government? So I see that, yeah, as I've said, I think there's a difficult balancing act that awaits the Minister of Finance at the moment.
Ulrich, certainly, if we're making reference to a difficult balancing act, at the core of all of this is every single South African, you and I. We are consumers, yes. And we are essentially, if we are taken out of the equation, there is no economy. But with electricity hikes, that is severely straining on residents, battle to put food on the table, food insecurity, unemployment literally at its highest in many, many years. The consumer is still at the core of all of this.
Yeah, you see, and then if we sit with this high unemployment rate in South Africa, it means that more and more people will apply for these social grants. And if you look at that on top of the interest that the government has to pay on its debt, then it's a very large percentage of the total government expenditure. But yeah, it's not an easy situation. And actually, I agree that we have to get the economy moving. The economy must go much faster than the less than 1% that we most likely had in 2024. Now, I see that some of the forecasts are telling us that we will see a 2% growth in the economy at the moment. Now, many commentators say we can assume about 1.5% growth in the economy. So that will be better, but it's not enough.
What are the predictions and the forecasts? Ulrich, you're an economist. What are we expecting to be tabled in 2 days' time before Parliament and the nation, as it were, as our Minister of Finance delivers the budget speech?
You know, I think that we will hear, you know, all sorts of promises that government will control its expenditure. I hope that will be true, because it's only, you know, when we go into the next financial year, which starts on the 1st of April, that we will see to what extent government can control its expenditure. Because, you know, in the previous medium-term budget delivered in October, the minister didn't mention that there's any support for the Eskoms and the Transnets and the Nels and Sunrails and whatever in the economy. So if we look at that, we say, no, but then he must open the way for private participation in the electricity supplies, in the transport system, in the Nell or Sunrail or whoever. And of course, if we look at the electricity environment, although these ministers have told us, you know, no privatization, I'm just of the opinion that privatization took place to a very large extent already by companies and individuals providing themselves with roof solar panels or big panels, electricity farms that they have, wind turbos, you know. So I think that there was a large percentage of that already happening. If we look at the Transnet situation, I see that they want the private sector to participate in Transnet. But unfortunately, if we look at the Transnet situation, it's very capital intensive. I don't know which private company or individual can really take part in the privatization of Transnet as such. Of course, we've seen once again a large percentage of the traffic that used to be on the railway lines is on the roads these days. So if we look at that, we can say, yes, we've also seen a lot of privatization in the transport sector.